Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Fire up the grill, fill up your cup, and get the recliner ready. It's time for Hour 2 of Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe.
And here's Hines on the run back, breaking a tackle and taking it past midfield. And down the sideline he goes. This is storybook. An opening kickoff return for Damar Hamlin. And this place is absolutely going wild.
Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company. Explore the flavors of Oregon at Grillworks Supply Company in Beaverton or at grillworkspdx.com.
And here comes Hines again. Oh my goodness! Can he do it twice? Is this for real? Can you believe it? Even a little Dion strut to the end zone. 101 yards.
Football Sunday on 1080.
Do you believe it? It's pretty close, Jim. It's pretty close.
What is going on here?
The Fan.
We ain't that going nowhere.
Hour number two of Football Sunday here on 1080 The Fan in the Odyssey app. We ain't going nowhere.
Ooh. What's up, sports fans? Happy Sunday.
Dude, I got goosebumps still. Putting these opens together, I was like, all right, we need some football clips. What's out there? And then I found, rediscovered the Nyheim Hines double kick return last year after the Damar Hamlin. And watching that and getting the audio, dude, it's goosebumps every time.
Oh, yeah.
Just one of the best moments in NFL history right there that day. Hour number two. Wow, we've made it this far. Cannot believe it.
A quick hour one, which means it was fun.
Which means there's football, and there's plenty to talk about. This is the nice thing about Football Sunday, is I'm sitting there Saturday night, like, what are we going to talk about? Let's get ready to prep the show. Oh, prep's done. We're ready.
Football.
Yeah, football.
All right, let's go. Talk football.
And the nice thing is there's even more college football today because your, my, well, not my, Oregon State Beavers.
Oregon State Beavers?
Someone's Oregon State Beavers. They begin their season tonight, today. I don't know. What time is kickoff, Jordan?
It's 12:30 on CBS.
Perfect. It's a nice nice early kick. Sorry, Joey. Probably not any Fortnite on the main TV for a few hours.
Oh, he can deal with the iPad.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. That's
first world problems, kid.
And this is what he's doing right now. He is somehow playing Fortnite on the iPad with an Xbox controller remotely. It's just technology, dude.
You see, Xbox or PS5?
Xbox, yeah.
Because I saw the PS5 coming out with that handheld recently where you have the screen and you can play.
The PSP?
No. It is a new version. No, it is literally a... So it doesn't have games within it, but it streams kind of via Bluetooth, essentially, like you would kind of remote game how he's doing right now, but it's a handheld made by PlayStation, specifically for remote gaming. Gotcha. It doesn't hold games like a PSP or anything like that, but it is kind of an add-on or a accessory so you can take it on the go.
Well, just like this PlayStation accessory where you can cruise along with your handheld device. The Oregon State Beavers hope to cruise to victory against San Jose. That was a stretch.
Well, right? They got a new handheld device, which that was, I guess that's not a stretch because a quarterback is handheld. So there you go.
You know, that was terrible, but somewhat acceptable. It's up and it just sneaks in the upright there.
Could have been worse, but you hit the shot.
Oh, mine hit the upright. Yeah, it was close, but the boom, and it shanked off. But yours, yeah, you snuck it in there.
That's what a ribbon sounds like on a live radio show.
San Jose State, we actually have seen. They played USC last week, and I was actually at the Grillworks event, talked with a San Jose State alum, and we broke down the Spartans for about as long as you can break down the San Jose State Spartans.
6 seconds?
Yeah.
But the span of a goldfish's memory?
It was a couple minutes, and he's like, yeah, I got to go. My wife or something. And I'm like, yeah, that's San Jose analysis for you. But Oregon State is a 14.5-point favorite. And I think the most exciting thing to watch today is going to be DJ Uiagalelei. God, I hope I nailed that, because it is, they're always tough.
No, you can feel better. Don Essig even screwed up his brother's name yesterday, who made a tackle during the Ducks game.
Uiagalelei.
I think you added an extra.
No, it's L-E-L-E-I at the end, so that's why I'm throwing the lele.
Okay, because Don forgot one. He said Uiagalelei, and then it was like, where's the second lay?
Yeah,
so it's not just you. Everybody's having trouble with this name.
Listen, I'm looking at this Action Network. I'm looking at ActionNetwork.com, and they made it through one paragraph with the full name, and then the second one, they just start referring to him as DJU. So I think everybody, it's just going to be a lot easier.
I've got the official pronunciation guide from yesterday's
yes,
game.
Yes, there we go.
The
phonetical pronunciation.
Yes, it does. So I'm going to find Oregon's. All right, Mateu Uiagalelei.
My God.
DJ Uiagalelei. I'm going to get
it. Hey, that sounded money.
Uiagalelei. Right, I got it.
And we'll see what this Chevin Cordero or whatever for San Jose State, if they're able to like keep him contained, because he kind of scampered all over the place against USC.
He did.
But I think Oregon State's defense is better than USC's. So I'm very intrigued to see both sides of the ball. But I think the story, the idea of just DJU in an Oregon State jersey, like lining up under center and shotgun, like just like the optics of that is going to be very, very weird. He was a five-star Clemson recruit, like was the man. And I'm not saying like, oh, you're at Oregon State, what a bum. It's just like the optics of where he is at now in Oregon State and just like, dude, I'm here to play football and take care of business. Like all this other stuff is in my rear view and I don't have to worry about all this pressure of following up Deshaun Watson at Clemson and the East Coast fanatics of college football. Like you come to the West Coast a little bit more laid back. You can kind of just go about business. I am very intrigued to see how he performs for this Oregon State team, obviously all year, but then tonight, that's going to be the biggest thing I'm looking at.
Welcome to the world of NIL and transfers, brother. Yeah, this is where Oregon State wanted to be, for one, being in a position to get players like this, right? And then with quarterback situations being as nebulous as they are, as many teams exist, 120 plus, 130 in FBS. So what are you going to do? You're not getting what you want. You'll go find somewhere that's going to get you what you want. And DJU coming in said, I want to learn a pro-style offense. I don't think Clemson was best suited for the style that I played. Maybe the first year that he was there, he kind of just did everything Dabo told him to do and then tried to kind of, I don't know, it's like it seemed to next couple of years, maybe tried to inject a little more of himself and it just didn't work in Clemson's offense. Now he's here in Oregon State. He can learn, at least for what he, this is what DJ himself has said, he wants that pro style experience to translate to the next level. He believes he's an NFL quarterback, and I'm excited to see what he can do with that confidence coming in. This was a hard offense to learn this offseason. Not only that, he had to win the job as well, not only over Go Branson, but over that young kid as well, Aiden Childs. So there was competition in that room. This was not handed to him. So yeah, a lot of things riding on tonight. I agree with you. It's a little weird to see him in this situation, but it's also awesome because this is the culmination of what Oregon State's been trying to do. Thankfully, they're now at the level to get these players, and yeah, it kind of sucks that the conference is dying. Hopefully, they don't end up in the Pac West, but that seems like what it's going to be, and I don't know when they're going to get a player like this again, man.
It sucks. We know what it faces us at the end of this season, and trying to live in the moment is going to be extremely hard this year, but I encourage you to.
Oh yeah, but Damian Martinez is gonna be running for a lot of touchdowns, baby.
There was a commentator yesterday saying something about like, oh, Pac-12 after dark, get nostalgic already just saying it. And I'm just like, dude, piss off. Okay?
Like, can you not do that until the last game of the year?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, come on. Yeah,
there was an air of we know that this is it yesterday, but you have to enjoy it. What are you going to do? You're going to look back and be like, well, the last time it came around, I peed on it. But no, you got to enjoy it,
dude. It's what we saw yesterday was impressive. And Oregon State is the last Pac-12 team to play. And what they can do is they can have the Pac-12 start with a perfect opening week. And isn't that irony in this year, with this being the last year of college football for the Pac-12, that they go out and start week one with an absolute bang?
It is ironic, but just from team standards, it would be nice to see what I call the preseason go super well for all these teams in the Pac-12. Because now that you have Colorado, personally, I think the TCU win should vault them up right into the top 25 immediately. So you basically have over half your conference competing for something this year. A spot in the Pac-12 championship game, a great bowl game. I don't know. It's going to be interesting, but there's going to be a lot of cannibalization this year. Hopefully we can set them up with some nice 3-0 preseason sets going into the regular Pac-12 season.
I'm down for that, and let's take a look at how the rest of the Pac-12 did this weekend. Some surprises, some not-so-surprises. Let's do it. Let's run the gamut here and see what happened with all these. Because, yeah, I mean, there were some games where I was like, oh, pleasant little surprise there. Let's do that next. We got Jordan Schultz, Joe Fisher, Football Sunday, and that's going to take time to get used to. Football Sunday brought to you by Grillworks Supply Co. We go through the Pac-12 slate next here on 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillwork Supply Company on Portland's Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
Pac-12. The end of the Pac-12.
Yeah. Well, it was the beginning of the end yesterday for the Pac-12. Well, I guess on Thursday was the beginning of the end because we had Utah against Florida. I don't know if that was so much Utah looking good or Florida being god-awful. Maybe a combination of both. We also had that night the Dust Bowl, Arizona State finishing their game against Southern Utah at like midnight.
I know, I was watching late night football on Thursday. That was cool.
But intriguing to see Jaden Rashada, former Oregon slash Florida Gator slash probably five other teams he was committed to and then decommitted from. And the Kenny Dillingham era. Can you give me those guys were at my wedding by chance?
Dilly Dilly. Hold
yeah,
on just a second.
Yeah, I know that's in there.
It is. I got to go. Hold on.
It's always great to hear that one. They barely escaped Southern Utah, though. That was one where I saw the spread. I was like, ooh, I like that. Friday, we had Stanford beating Hawaii. And I was a little upset about that. You know, that was in Hawaii, too, so I wanted to see them get the win. But Stanford actually will have one win this year on their schedule. How about that? And then we got into the Saturday slate yesterday, and we already talked about the Oregon Ducks 81-7 victory. We already talked about Colorado's 45-42.
That guy's my wedding.
I know it's a little late, but
it's never too late.
Bip, skeet, bop. All you guys back there, guys at my wedding.
Hey, he was emotional, damn it. Do we have any sort of like college football music? Just some sort of ESPN generic something here?
Oh my God. That dude, he's younger than I am and more emotional than I am. And I would have been in that job. And I would probably, if I got a sports radio contract, I'd be crying, but not like that.
Dude,
not like that.
I'm trying to think of the job that would make me like that. Like, Joe, you don't have to do anything anymore and we'll pay you.
Are you kidding me?
Like,
I don't even think I'd be like, great. I wouldn't cry about it at all.
Oh, yeah. No, I would like, cry. Cool. Joe, you literally have to don't have to work at all for the rest of your life and you'll still get paychecks. Oh, yes.
There we go.
Dude.
No paychecks. Just listen to this music.
There's a lot of things that I could say right now. that aren't allowed on air about how excited this music and college football and football in general gets me.
When Joe's sports pants get stiff.
Dude, bursting,
the sports talk gets
bursting
worse.
At the seams. All right. It is a little hot, though. I will admit that. There we go. Perfect.
Just a all scotch. Right. Just a scotch.
Too much snare in my headphones.
Can I get some more middies, please?
One of the more disappointing games yesterday was Washington blowing the brakes off of Boise State, 56-19. Boise State was up 9-7 at one point, and then Washington decided they wanted to throw four touchdown passes in the second quarter alone. Michael Penix Jr. still very, very good at football, unfortunately, for all us Oregon Duck fans out there.
Just some early season jitters showing up, I think, for Washington in that case. Yeah,
yeah.
Michael Penix doing what he does. I know that the top running back option, unfortunately, out for the year. So it looks like they did give Nixon the most carries, but it was McMillan and Dylan Johnson that scored a touchdown on the ground for him. Just making it a runaway for Washington. Good job. Good job, Huskies.
Almost three receivers with 100 yards receiving.
Ooh.
But that third receiver that didn't, he had eight catches for 95. Jalen McMillan with two touchdowns as well. What else happened in there in the old Pac-12? We had this one actually kind of cracks me up. Because Jason Swigard had this on his Sprague in the Line based off of nothing but the fact that California sucks. He said that North Texas was going to cover, I believe. I hope he did not take them outright because it wasn't even that close. The Mean Green of North Texas lose to Cal 58-21. Who knew Cal had that offense in him?
Well, there's no way. I'm sure that the spread was big, but
Cal was a 5-point favorite.
What? And Swag picked them to cover 5 on North Texas's end?
Yeah.
Their name is the Mean Green. They don't even have a mascot. It's green.
It's a meaner green.
It's like the Cleveland Browns. Yeah. It's like it's a brown, it's a green, I don't know.
No, it was great. When they asked, they're like, well, so what do you know, do you know anything about North Texas? And Swag just like fully admitted. He's like, no. No, I just know Cal sucks. So that one backfired a bit for Swag, but go Cal.
No, Jade Knott looked great yesterday. I didn't watch the game. I saw the highlights on SportsCenter last night, and yeah, looked pretty good. A little bright spot in their running back, but not much else for probably what going to be a 3-5 win season for Cal this year.
Yeah, it's going to be a slog, and especially when you go and play Auburn next week. But that is a home game.
Hey, they're going to the ACC. They can hang their hat on that.
Isn't it classic, like, Auburn finally comes to the West Coast and it's to play Cal in front of, like, 20 people?
I know. It's surprising that back we didn't do a home and – or, no, did we with the home and away Auburn agreement and the COVID season canceled that for Oregon. Is that what happened?
That was Ohio State that canceled the home and away.
That's what it was. But then Oregon did face Auburn. Remember, Bo Nix beat them in Justin Herbert's senior season.
And I don't know if that was more so just, like, a one-off Jerry's World game or wherever it was at, Phoenix, or I don't remember. But,
no home and away agreement there, you jerks. You'd rather go play Cal. Because, as we were talking about earlier in the season – teams playing cupcake opponents is much better. I don't like to see schools scheduling hard opponents. Now that makes it a little harder to watch. Not as many big matchups in the top 25 teams playing each other that make people want to watch. But college football's back, so I think we can all handle it for the first couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, we'll get there. That's kind of my mentality. And you know, just schedule Mean Greens, please, in Northern Arizona.
I don't know. I don't know if I like that or the Raging Cajuns more. Like, there's some
Raging
weird...
Cajuns is way better than Mean Green.
There's some weird college football mascots. We're getting to minor league baseball territory here.
Moving on to Cal. Oh, yeah, as we mentioned, they'll play Auburn next week. Colorado's got Nebraska next week. As we know, Oregon, Texas Tech. Washington, I believe they got Michigan State next week on the cock.
Good old.
No, that's the week after.
No, that's week 3. Okay.
Yeah, they got Tulsa next week, and then they go to Lansing to take Michigan State, but that is the game that will be on the cock.
Pretty
Peacock.
Sure. Was Tulsa one of those schools that applied to join the Pac-12? I can't remember. Who cares?
At this point, probably. Any school will take them. What else on here? Oh, yeah, Washington State. They started their season at Colorado State. Cam Ward, who I am... I feel like one of the more underrated, less talked about quarterbacks in this conference, almost forgotten about. He put up 451 yards, 3 touchdowns, also ran 13 times. and had a touchdown as Washington State cruises past Colorado State and gets their first win of the year. I believe that is one of the Oregon home games this year is Washington State. So they will be able to play that game away from the Palouse, thank God. And their matchup next week, Washington State, very intriguing. You know who they play, Jordan?
Who do they play, Joe?
Wisconsin, who just had a pretty solid game against Buffalo yesterday. But Washington State beat Wisconsin last year in Wisconsin. And this game is in the Palouse this year. So that game I will have my eyes on for sure. That is a 4:30 kick on ABC. Ooh. Washington State versus Wisconsin on ABC next week.
Well, that Washington State-Colorado State game that we just watched, that could be a future PacWest championship game matchup there. So yes. Keep your eyes on that. And nice to see Jaden Hicks. I love pick sixes. He returned, it was like a 30 or 40-yard pick six for the Cougs. Nice to see that.
And two more games yesterday. Arizona taking on Northern Arizona. And that was a blowout as well. 38-3. Jaden Delora, former Coug himself, now with Arizona, second year down there. 285 yards, three touchdowns, and an interception as Arizona starts 1-0 on the year. They are going to be taking on Mississippi State down in Mississippi next week. 4:30 kick on the SEC network next week.
More visibility for them. Good for the Wildcats.
I believe Arizona, they got a blocked field goal yesterday. It's first blocked field goal for a touchdown since 2002, it says, for Arizona.
One positive for the Ducks this year moving to the Big 12, they faced Arizona for the last time last year. They don't have to go down to the desert and trip up anymore. Yeah. It's not going to happen for Oregon ever again because they don't play them this year.
Do they play at Arizona State or do they get to escape that? Because I hear you. Going to the desert has never really bode well for, second to last game of the year is at Arizona State.
Right before the Civil War.
Oh, my God.
There's a couple stumble games on this schedule. And the Pac-12, as we said, hoping that the season starts off pretty nicely for all of them going 3-0, it's going to get pretty hairy going into the conference season, and this has been a conference of cannibalization for the last 5-10 years. That's one thing the SEC just doesn't do to itself. There's two teams on top and everybody else below it, but man, this year, as good as all these teams are, I just hope there's one left on top. I want one to go to the college football playoff this year in the last year of the Pac-12's existence.
You want to talk about cupcake schedules to start. I mean, USC, we'll get to them now. They beat the brakes off of Nevada 66-14. They have a super easy start to their season. They're already 2-0. Their next four opponents, Stanford, Arizona State, Colorado, which actually might be more of an interesting game now, and Arizona. So, I mean, they literally play three of the worst teams in the conference to start their conference schedule. But if you haven't watched the highlights of USC versus Nevada, there are two specific plays from Caleb Williams yesterday that show that this guy is unreal and has all the potential in the world to be the second player ever to win back-to-back Heismans. He has 9 touchdowns already, 0 interceptions. Again, he had a throw yesterday where he was booting out, going to the sideline just before he gets out of bounds. He throws the ball cross-body so that way its trajectory is going back inbounds, and a dude catches. It's like, what in God's name? He had a rocket throw for a touchdown that seemed like the ball was going a million miles per hour. I hate USC, but Caleb Williams, there is a great shot of him winning this winning his second straight Heisman after the start he's had. I know it's San Jose State and Nevada, but he has shredded both of them and looked insane doing so.
All right, I understand how good Caleb Williams is. I push back a little bit on the notion of him winning a back-to-back Heisman just because I know they lost Jordan Addison in the wide receiver room for USC, but with the addition of Singer, the kid that had two receiving touchdowns as well in their first game, I'm forgetting his name at the moment, but their wide receiving room is stacked. I think it is the most talented in the Pac-12 at the moment, and when you've got guys that good, it's easier for you to be good. And yes, quarterbacks make wide receivers better, but man, when there's talent all over the room, I could throw that guy a touchdown, man. I'm not saying I could throw him 7 touchdowns, but the point is, they are making it easier for Caleb Williams, and when you're throwing 9 touchdowns against cupcake opponents, Heisman or what you're supposed to do.
Oh, what you're supposed to do, but again, those two specific plays that I'm talking about yesterday, Those are, one was broken down. He is running all over the place trying to figure something out. And then he just plants and rockets the ball to his receiver who's just chilling in the end zone.
Oh, like, he's strong. Yeah, mark my words, I hear you. Yes, he is strong. He is one of the strongest arms out there, for sure.
And I'm telling you, look at the play where he's running out of bounds and throws it back in to complete a play like 40 yards. That is one of the most impressive throws I have seen in a long time. And I hate that I'm saying that out loud. Who else? What else happened? I think there was one other game that happened. UCLA Coastal Carolina. I don't want to talk about it because Dante Moore is really, really good. And
yeah,
he was supposed to
get into the game.
Damn it, Chip! I do love Chip's cantankerous attitude about the game going faster. Did you hear his line at halftime before going into the locker
no,
room?
No, I missed that one.
He said, yeah, he was making remarks about the game being really, really quick. And he's like, yeah, it's flying by, you know, only four possessions that first half. Hope you guys are selling a lot of commercials. And then he runs off into the locker room.
I love Chip when he's peak funny Chip as opposed to cheap a-hole.
And he, like, Chip laughed and smiled. Like, so even he knew he was effing with the ESPN reporter.
That's
funny. But, yeah, UCLA, it took him a little bit towards the end. But Dante Moore, 62-yard touchdown pass in that second half to separate themselves from Coastal Carolina, who is a great team. Grayson McCall is the transfer from Central Florida that played there. So, decent little team, decent little football team. And UCLA gets the win there. Whew! That was a lot of Pac-12. Again,
damn, it's good to go over all of it.
No
right?
problems at all with me, though. Let's just look at the rest of the college football slate yesterday. There are a lot of new quarterbacks out there. Upsets that didn't happen that we were expecting. Let's talk about the rest of what we saw on Saturday. But first, Jordan Schultz with a SportsCenter update.
Heading up to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on, I guess.
Football Sunday with Rashawn and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
It was the first official full weekend of college football. A lot of new faces at the quarterback position. A lot of new faces everywhere because it was the first game for a lot of teams. We saw a lot of like patsy matchups too, like the top five teams besides Florida State and LSU, and they're not really playing anyone. We saw our first look at Georgia with their new quarterback, Carson Beck. Things look fine. Ohio State, that was a bit of an interesting game to watch because Kyle McCord, their quarterback, did not look very comfortable that entire game. He did have one pass along the right sideline to Marvin Harrison Jr. that was a touchdown that got called back.
Oh, yeah.
But outside of that, he kind of just lived between the hashes. He was hitting their big-ass tight end. God, what was that guy's name? Stover. He was just looking for him. And I'm intrigued to see what happens with Ohio State and McCord because they are woefully lucky that Indiana could not throw the ball to save their lives yesterday. Like, I think they threw the ball literally 3 to 4 times. I'm not even kidding.
But all they thought they could do, they're like, all right, let's just run.
Well, it was 20, but from what I saw in that game yesterday, they probably should have only passed it 4 or 5 times.
It was like having Ty Thompson at quarterback last year. Like, we're going to run the ball 4 times when we're playing Washington because we probably shouldn't throw the ball.
Yeah, they went 9 for 20 for 82 yards. So, and they, oh my God, they only ran for 71 yards. Jesus. So Ohio State, thankfully they played a team that didn't want to put up any offense. So there you go there. Number 4, Alabama with their new quarterback, Jalen Milroe. They cruise over Middle Tennessee State, 56-7.
Saban did not have to start a freshman.
No.
He hates doing that at quarterback.
No. Alabama beats Middle Tennessee, the team that beat Mario Cristobal, which by the way, disappointing. That we saw Miami Hurricanes have such a great victory over Miami, Ohio, that it actually might look like things are maybe in the right direction
down
there.
It's Miami, Ohio. It's Miami, Ohio. Come on, man.
The original Miami.
I love that the Miamis actually played each other. I always wondered if that was going to happen when I was a kid. So
it's
now
called the Confusion Bowl.
Is it really?
Yeah, the Confusion Bowl is awesome. I don't know how many times they've played it, but that is the like official, unofficial name of it.
That, see, you need like a sponsor, either like, you know, the Scripps Spelling Bee, kind of the names that kind of go along with that. Like somebody, some academic company or like IBM, somebody sponsoring the Confusion Bowl. That would work out super well.
Well, all I know is I took Miami in that game, so I was right.
Shut up.
USC beats Nevada. We've got to that. Penn State, who is an interesting team this year, number 7 in the country. They win 38-15. Their quarterback, Drew Allar, goes for 325 and 3 touchdowns. Josh Pate of Late Kick with Josh Pate, 24-7. Yes. He says that is the best running back room in the country. Very deep, so I'm intrigued to see what that looks like as the season progresses. He's high on Penn State.
Future opponent for these Pac-12 teams right now. So that everybody needs to be starting to scout, you know, the Penn States, the Indianas of the world. Yeah, screw Rutgers. Nobody cares. But like those good teams in the middle of the country, obviously Ohio State, you just talked about, Michigan, who they're fighting with the NCAA and Jim Harbaugh's game ban right now. But
yeah, did you know he died? Jim Harbaugh?
He gone?
You could have, I could have sworn yesterday with all the tributes and everything for him, it was like the guy died. He's gone for like 4 games.
We're wearing a ribbon for Jim Harbaugh. Hey, support Jimmy. We love Jimmy.
Their first play of the game, they did a special formation and held up a 4 for Jim Harbaugh's number. And I'm like, he's at home with a beer watching you guys. He's fine.
Like, he's probably like,
he's like, thing. He's like, hey, this is this weekend off. This is actually pretty nice. So yeah,
that dude hates days off. No, the Harbaughs don't like days off, dude. Yeah. They work on vacation. Their wives are being like, honey, come to dinner. Nope.
Yeah, he was definitely pissed he couldn't be there.
Yeah, that's the Harbaugh family.
Washington, they beat Boise State, just cruised the rest of the game. Texas, it took them a little bit to get going, but they ended up doing what they normally do against Rice at the beginning of the year and beating them up.
Not surprising.
Tennessee looked good. Listen, I mean, we go through the top 25. It's a lot of Notre Dame's versus Tennessee State's, Kansas State's
just
versus
nobody's,
Southeast.
Yeah, there was no major upset to Appalachian State over a top 25 team. It was the Colorado TCU upset. That was the big story of college football over the weekend.
The only two things from top 25, no, really the only thing as far as matchup that really like stood out to me that I thought was impressive was North Carolina beating South Carolina. South Carolina was getting a little love as we got closer to this game. And not only did Drake May look great in North Carolina look great, but they were able to run the ball. I don't know if you knew this, but Drake May was their leading rusher last year.
I'm not surprised. I mean, he's really good. Who else on their team?
He
has
is
been
athletic
decent,
too. Yeah. He's kind of got that. He's kind of, I don't know, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen-ish, where he is deceptively fast and can run the ball.
Okay.
But they got 103 yards out of their running back yesterday. British Brooks. What a name.
Is a nice football name.
And if North Carolina, I believe, is their receiver who couldn't play yesterday, Tez Williams, I believe, is the name. If they're able to get him, because right now he's in like a waiver or a pending appeal with the NCAA so he can play for the North Carolina Tar Heels. But if they're able to get him, then this team could be pretty damn scary. And what is it? Mack Brown gets his 100th win with North Carolina. Only coach ever in college football history with 100 wins with 2 different teams. That's pretty impressive.
I would agree. I would say that his time at North Carolina has been pretty mediocre, but he's getting wins. Well, are they super valuable wins against big teams? Probably not, but longevity speaks for itself, I guess.
By the way, did you see him try to choke slam Shane Beamer?
I did not see that. I need to go X that, apparently.
Dude, oh my, like, they have their post-game, like, handshake, right? And as Beamer goes to, like, turn away, Mack Brown reaches out to, like, pull him back in to, like, say something, and he grabs him by the neck.
See, and that
like he wants to like choke him and he pulls him in and says something to his ear, but it's like, dude, you cannot let another man grab you by the neck.
It's like a very dad thing to do.
Oh, it was 100%. Yeah, I am a 72-year-old football coach and just like, hey, come here, young guy.
Come here, son.
I'm going to tell you something about life here. And
your dad. Yeah. I remember your dad and I back in the day. Like, it was.
We had some Southern comfort together, I'll tell you what, son.
Dude, please go and find it because, yeah, it was extremely uncomfortable. And I missed it by, like, a couple seconds because I saw after the game them, like, meeting up and talking. And then I was like, all right, game's over. And I looked away. And then I see on Twitter later that night him choking him. And I'm like, what the hell happened?
That's great.
So, yeah, Shane Beamer likes to be choked. Put that out into the ether.
That's a drop. There we go.
He likes to be choked. He was down for it. He did not hesitate. He got pulled in and looked right at Mac Brown. He's like, oh, what is it?
We don't kink shame on this show. It's all good,
not at
baby.
All. Not at all. I mean, we were talking about on Wednesday night starting our 1080 The Only Fans, right?
Oh, God, we were. And then
with Patch Harris's foot channel.
1080 calendar shoot.
Yeah. And then, yeah, Sook and Will and Patrick go live with the Bald Boys for a couple hours.
Mr. November in the studio here.
God. We do have cameras in here.
Yeah,
1080.
We just get these set up.
We will soon be going live on Twitch, YouTube, and OnlyFans.
That's a lie. That's not true.
Well, it's in talks. I don't know. I mean, it's a great platform. There's plenty of viewers.
And it actually wasn't started for
Wow,
that.
Pac-12 missed their opportunity.
Why did they get OnlyFans
on the
phone?
What a bunch of idiots. Apple TV. Do they realize the subscriber base on OnlyFans?
You want to talk about distribution? That is probably one of the only platforms out there that every middle-aged dude is watching as much as they're watching linear television.
That's a great picture-in-picture right there.
You might have just come up with the best, worst idea in the world, and I love it. Yeah, the Pac-12 missed the boat here, damn it.
Listen, guys, we're overthinking this, all right?
Just put your games on OnlyFans every Saturday. Everybody's going to spend $5.99 a month for that. It's all good.
And yet, there will still be some woman farting in a jar that will get 10 million more viewers than the Ducks would.
Well, people are sick, okay?
We are sick. We're sick for football, and that's why it should be on OnlyFans.
What does Sinbad say in Jingle All the Way? It's a sick world with sick people living in it.
Oh, God. All right, let's wrap it up here. The first football Sunday of the year. We finish up next here on 1080 The Fan.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
It took her 3 days on a train.
Football today. There's football on right now over on CBS. It's halftime between Rutgers and Northwestern. Rutgers leads 17-0, so you can continue on with your Sunday and not spend your time engaging in that.
Future in-conference opponent for the Ducks, Rutgers are.
This is exactly the problem. That type of mentality is why the Pac-12 is dying. I'm sorry that I want to spend my Sunday watching anything, just doing anything else besides watching Rutgers lead 17-0.
That's different. Rutgers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Heading out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on, I guess.
Football Sunday with Rashawn and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
It was the first official full weekend of college football. A lot of new faces at the quarterback position. A lot of new faces everywhere because it was the first game for a lot of teams. We saw a lot of like patsy matchups too, like the top 5 teams besides Florida State and LSU, when they're not really playing anyone. We saw our first look at Georgia with their new quarterback, Carson Beck. Things look fine. Ohio State, that was a bit of an interesting game to watch because Kyle McCord, their quarterback, did not look very comfortable that entire game. He did have one pass along the right sideline to Marvin Harrison Jr. that was a touchdown that got called back.
Oh, yeah.
But outside of that, he kind of just lived between the hashes. He was hitting their big-ass tight end. God, what was that guy's name? Stover. He was just looking for him. And I'm intrigued to see what happens with Ohio State and McCord because they are woefully lucky that Indiana could not throw the ball to save their lives yesterday. Like, I think they threw the ball literally 3 to 4 times. I'm not even kidding.
All they thought they could do, they're like, all right, let's just run.
Well, it was 20, but from what I saw in that game yesterday, they probably should have only passed it 4 or 5 times.
It was like having Ty Thompson at quarterback last year. Like, we're going to run the ball 4 times when we're playing Washington because we probably shouldn't throw the ball.
Yeah, they went 9 for 20 for 82 yards. So, and they, oh my God, they only ran for 71 yards. Jesus. So Ohio State, thankfully they played a team that didn't want to put up any offense. So there you go there. Number 4, Alabama with their new quarterback, Jalen Milroe. They cruise over Middle Tennessee State, 56-7.
Saban did not have to start a freshman.
No.
He hates doing that at quarterback.
No. Alabama beats Middle Tennessee, the team that beat Mario Cristobal, which by the way, disappointing. That we saw Miami Hurricanes have such a great victory over Miami, Ohio, that it actually might look like things are maybe in the right direction down there.
It's Miami, Ohio. Come on, man.
The original Miami.
I love that the Miamis actually played each other. I always wondered if that was going to happen when I was a kid. So
it's
now
called the Confusion Bowl.
Is it really?
Yeah, Confusion Bowl is
awesome.
I don't know how many times they've played it, but that is the like official, unofficial name of it.
You need like a sponsor, either like, you know, the Scripps Spelling Bee, kind of the names that kind of go along with that. Like somebody, some academic company or like IBM, somebody sponsoring the Confusion Bowl. That would work out super well.
Well, all I know is I took Miami in that game, so I was right.
Shut up.
USC beats Nevada. We've got to that. Penn State, who is an interesting team this year, number 7 in the country. They win 38-15. Their quarterback, Drew Allar, goes for 325 and 3 touchdowns. Josh Pate of Late Kick with Josh Pate, 24-7.
Yes.
He says that is the best running back room in the country. Very deep, so I'm intrigued to see what that looks like as the season progresses. He's high on Penn State.
Future opponent for these Pac-12 teams right now. So that everybody needs to be starting to scout, you know, the Penn States, the Indianas of the world. Yeah, screw Rutgers, nobody cares. But like those good teams in the middle of the country, obviously Ohio State, you just talked about, Michigan, who they're fighting with the NCAA and Jim Harbaugh's game ban right now. But
yeah, did you know he died, Jim Harbaugh?
He gone?
You could have, I could have sworn yesterday with all the tributes and everything for him, it was like the guy died. He's gone for like 4 games.
We're wearing a ribbon for Jim Harbaugh. Hey, support Jimmy. We love Jimmy.
Their first play of the game, they did a special formation and held up a 4 for Jim Harbaugh's number. And I'm like, he's at home with a beer watching you guys. He's fine.
Like, he's probably like,
he's like, thing. He's like, hey, this is this weekend off. This is actually pretty nice. So yeah,
no, that dude hates days off. No, the Harbaughs don't like days off, dude.
Yeah.
They work on vacation. Their wives are being like, honey, come to dinner. Nope.
Yeah, he was definitely pissed he couldn't be there.
Yeah, that's the Harbaugh family.
Washington, they beat Boise State, just cruised the rest of the game. Texas, it took them a little bit to get going, but they ended up doing what they normally do against Rice at the beginning of the year and beating them up.
Not surprising.
Tennessee looked good. Listen, I mean, we go through the top 25. It's a lot of Notre Dame's versus Tennessee State's, Kansas State's
just
versus
nobody's,
Southeast.
Yeah, there was no major upset to Appalachian State over a top 25 team. It was the Colorado TCU upset. That was the big story of college football over the weekend.
The only two things from top 25, no, really the only thing as far as matchup that really like stood out to me that I thought was impressive was North Carolina beating South Carolina. South Carolina was getting a little love as we got closer to this game. And not only did Drake May look great in North Carolina look great, but they were able to run the ball. I don't know if you knew this, but Drake May was their leading rusher last year.
I'm not surprised. I mean, he's really good. Who else on their team
is athletic too? He's kind of got that, he's kind of, I don't know, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen-ish, where he is deceptively fast and can run the ball.
Okay.
But they got 103 yards out of their running back yesterday. British Brooks. What a name.
Is a nice football name.
And if North Carolina, I believe, is their receiver who couldn't play yesterday, Tez Williams, I believe, is the name. If they're able to get him, because right now he's in like a waiver or a pending appeal with the NCAA so he can play for the North Carolina Tar Heels. But if they're able to get him, then this team could be pretty damn scary. And what is it? Mack Brown gets his 100th win with North Carolina. Only coach ever in college football history with 100 wins with 2 different teams. That's pretty impressive.
I would agree. I would say that his time at North Carolina has been pretty mediocre, but he's getting wins. Well, are they super valuable wins against big teams? Probably not, but longevity speaks for itself, I guess.
By the way, did you see him try to choke slam Shane Beamer?
I did not see that. I need to go X that, apparently.
Dude, oh my, like, they have their post-game, like, handshake, right? And as Beamer goes to, like, turn away, Mack Brown reaches out to, like, pull him back in to, like, say something, and he grabs him by the neck.
See, and that...
like, he wants to, like, choke him. And he pulls him in and says something to his ear, but it's like, dude, you cannot let another man grab you by the neck.
It's like a very dad thing to do.
Oh, it was 100%. Yeah, I am a 72-year-old football coach, and just like, hey, come here, young guy.
Come here, son.
I'm going to tell you something about life here. And
your dad. Yeah. I remember your dad and I back in the day. Like, it was.
We had some Southern comfort together, I'll tell you what, son.
Dude, please go and find it because, yeah, it was extremely uncomfortable. And I missed it by, like, a couple seconds because I saw after the game them, like, meeting up and talking. And then I was like, all right, game's over. And I looked away. And then I see on Twitter later that night him choking him. And I'm like, what the hell happened?
That's great.
So, yeah, Shane Beamer likes to be choked. Put that out into the ether.
That's a drop. There we go.
He likes to be choked. He was down for it. He did not hesitate. He got pulled in and looked right at Mac Brown. He's like, oh, what is it?
We don't kink shame on this show. It's all good,
not at
baby.
All. Not at all. I mean, we were talking about on Wednesday night starting our 1080 The OnlyFans, right?
Oh, God, we were. And then
with Patch Harris's foot channel.
1080 calendar shoot.
Yeah. And then, yeah, Sook and Will and Patrick go live with the Bald Boys for a couple hours.
Mr. November in the studio here.
God. We do have cameras in here.
Yeah,
1080.
We just get these set up.
We will soon be going live on Twitch, YouTube, and OnlyFans.
That's a lie. That's not true.
Well, it's in talks. I don't know. I mean, it's a great platform. There's plenty of viewers.
And it actually wasn't started for
Wow, Pac-12 missed their opportunity.
Why didn't they get OnlyFans
on the
phone?
What a bunch of idiots. Apple TV. Do they realize the subscriber base on OnlyFans?
You want to talk about distribution? That is probably one of the only platforms out there that every middle-aged dude is watching as much as they're watching linear television.
That's a great picture-in-picture right there.
You might have just come up with the best, worst idea in the world, and I love it. Yeah, the Pac-12 missed the boat here, damn it.
Listen, guys, we're overthinking this, all right?
Just put your games on OnlyFans every Saturday. Everybody's going to spend $5.99 a month for that. It's all good.
And yet, there will still be some woman farting in a jar that will get 10 million more viewers than the Ducks would.
Well, people are sick, okay?
We are sick. We're sick for football, and that's why it should be on OnlyFans.
What does Sinbad say in Jingle All the Way? It's a sick world with sick people living in it.
Oh, God. All right, let's wrap it up here. The first football Sunday of the year. We finish up next here on 1080 The Fan.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
It took her 3 days on a train.
Football today. There's football on right now over on CBS. It's halftime between Rutgers and Northwestern. Rutgers leads 17-0, so you can continue on with your Sunday and not spend your time engaging in that.
Future in-conference opponent for the Ducks, Rutgers are.
This is exactly the problem. That type of mentality is why the Pac-12 is dying. I'm sorry that I want to spend my Sunday watching anything, just doing anything else besides watching Rutgers lead 17-0.
That's different. Rutgers comes from the New York media market, man, where there are literally 10 other options for teams to watch.
I really hope, like, I'm just trying to, like, imagine someone in their man cave right now just decked in Rutgers gear, head to toe, Rutgers memorabilia, signed jerseys, a shrine of Greg Schiano.
Well, I think they're more like New York Red Bull fans.
Let's go! Let's go, Gers! Do you think they refer to Rutgers as Gers?
As Gers.
Like
Come
we
on,
do.
Gers.
Like the Blazers, some people calling them the Zers. Let's go, Gers!
Probably. Now, you know they got bros calling them the Gers.
I would love to.
Work for my Gers.
And that is what's great about college football, is there is, every school does have that fan. I mean, whoever is the Texas State diehard yesterday has been waiting for this moment for years. They just beat Baylor, Texas State. Perennially one of the worst college football teams in the FBS year in and year out. My buddy rebuilt that program on NCAA football 14. Okay. You know how hard it was for him to do that? You can't just build a winner at Texas State, okay?
I don't think it was hard just to do it. I think it was hard to keep your eyes open while doing it. Who cares about North Texas?
No, Texas State, bud.
Oh, Texas State.
It's a great
Sorry.
Day to be a Bobcat. I dated a chick who went to Texas State.
Oh, see, that's why you remember who they are.
Well, and that's the only reason why I know that saying, that it's a great day to be a Bobcat, which I feel like is a super generic, like,
Well, Brian Wheeler had it first. It's a great day to be a Blazer, yes. So no. No, that nobody else. It's a great day to be... No, 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 stop.
Oh, here's another one. Eat them up, cats!
What?
That is apparently a chant and a hand sign for the Texas State Bobcats. I'm telling you, that is a game I would have lost money on yesterday. I saw Texas State was playing Baylor, and Baylor was like a 20-something point favorite. And I was like, well, Texas State is always garbage. I do know that. So, yeah, why wouldn't Baylor cover? That was my assumption. Did I put money on it? No.
Good.
Hypothetically, in my brain, I put money on it.
Well, hypothetically, you lost.
And hypothetically, yeah, I lost. Along with the Heart of Texas State hand sign, Bobcat fans routinely display their right hand in the shape of a Bobcat paw while saying, eat 'em up, cats.
No, 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 no. That is as bad as, I don't know if they still do this because I was a kid when I went up to Wazoo.
Eat
'em
up, eat 'em up, go cats, go.
They did every first down for Washington State, and it's another. The whole crowd did this so that PA announcer would kind of wind them up, and it's another, and the crowd would chime in, Cougar, first down, and they'd point their hand forward, like first down, the ref signal does, and it's like, all of us Duck fans, like, we lost that game, but by the fourth quarter, we were all sitting there making fun of all the Cougar fans doing that. It was one of the cheesiest things.
Well, I think that...
kind of like this. God, what kind of school in Texas needs to be this cheesy, man?
Texas State.
I mean, exactly.
You got to build up the tradition.
T-State.
You got to build up the tradition somehow, you know? What is hilarious is that is literally, like, their hand motion. It's literally just, like, a somewhat scrunched, like, open hand.
Are they copying like, the Longhorn? Do they feel bad because, like, the Longhorns have a hand symbol, so Texas State is trying to, like, you know, get somewhere near that with their...
They also have, like, a their... thumb with their index and middle finger up, like, it's almost like an L. But right. I don't know what that would be for.
Like a gun? Texas is pretty popular for guns.
Yes, that's true. That is like true.
It's in the shape of an L. It's in the shape of a gun, you dumbass.
Yeah. there's something about their fights on, something call to arms. Yep, that tracks.
Texas is still the only state in the union that has the right to secede, so...
A bobcat will fight you with everything he has, with claws, teeth, speed, and brains. Yeah, there's no other animal that does that.
I'm assuming bobcats are prevalent in Texas as well.
Are they?
I mean, I know there's
lynx and bobcats down in, like, Arizona, so I guess maybe that desert terrain.
I mean, if I'm naming my school, it would be based on something of the area, hence the Oregon Ducks or the Oregon State Beavers.
Well, fun fact about the Ducks is they were the Webfoots.
I think they were, yes.
And that came... that was based off of a name of, like, soldiers that were on the East Coast in Massachusetts, like a certain, like, God, what's the word I'm trying to use? Like, not collective, but group
infantry.
Of soldiers. Yeah, there we go. And they were called the Webfoots.
They
ended up moving over to Oregon, some of them, and that's where it, like, kind of stems from.
That's really cool. I had no idea.
But it's not as cool as Eat 'em Up, Cats.
I would vote Robo Duck over Eat 'em Up Cats. Hot take, but probably not hot take. No, I vote Robo Duck. Eat 'em Up Cats is too cheesy.
I wish that we had enough budget for this show, because I would love to get a shirt for every FBS school and just run through here like next week, just rocking a Texas State shirt.
Dude,
week after, Mean Green, North Texas.
You're never going to wear them again. You'd be buying them just to wear once and donate.
My degenerate dad is betting on that game. Get your S together. That's what the Vancouver 4 text line. Someone's dad is betting on that Rutgers Northwestern game. Listen, I'm not surprised, okay? It's football, baby. Gamble responsibly, but also gamble on Rutgers Northwestern on a Sunday morning.
Do it. What else? Yeah, you can't wait for the Oregon State game to start. You can't wait for Florida State LSU tonight. You gotta go.
itching at it. For everybody out there listening, thank you for being a part of the first Football Sunday brought to you by Grillwork Supply Co. We will have Rashad back next week. And next week, we have some NFL football that we get to talk about, as well as college football. We made it, folks. We made it through the dog days of summer. It's here. For Jordan Schultz, Joe Fisher, thank you for listening to Football Sunday, brought to you by Grillwork Supply Co. right here on 1080 The Fan. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan. Cincinnati. It took her
3 days on a train. Football today. There's football on right now over on CBS. It's halftime between Rutgers and Northwestern. Rutgers leads 17-0, so you can continue on with your Sunday and not spend your time engaging in that.
Future in-conference opponent for the Ducks, Rutgers are.
This is exactly the problem. That type of mentality is why the Pac-12 is dying. I'm sorry that I want to spend my Sunday watching anything, just doing anything else besides watching Rutgers lead 17-0.
That's different. Rutgers comes from the New York media market, man, where there are literally 10 other options for teams to watch.
I really hope, like, I'm just trying to, like, imagine someone in their man cave right now, just decked in Rutgers gear, head to toe, Rutgers memorabilia, signed jerseys, a shrine of Greg Schiano.
Well, I think they're more like New York Red Bull fans.
Let's go! Let's go, Gers! Do you think they refer to Rutgers as Gers?
As Gers.
Like
come
we
on,
do.
Gers.
Like the Blazers, some people calling them the Zers. Let's go, Gers!
Probably. Now, you know they got bros calling them the Gers.
I would love to.
Root for my Gers.
And that's what's great about college football, is there is, every school does have that fan. I mean, whoever is the Texas State diehard yesterday has been waiting for this moment for years. They just beat Baylor, Texas State, perennially one of the worst college football teams in the FBS year in and year out. My buddy rebuilt that program on NCAA football 14. Okay. You know how hard it was for him to do that. You can't just build a winner at Texas State. Okay.
I don't think it was hard just to do it. I think it was hard to keep your eyes open while doing it. Who cares about North Texas?
No, Texas State, bud.
Oh, Texas State.
It's a great
day
to be a Bobcat. I dated a chick who went to Texas State.
Oh, see, that's why you remember who they are.
Well, and that's the only reason why I know that saying that it's a great day to be a Bobcat, which I feel like is a super generic, like,
Brian Wheeler had it first. It's a great day to be a Blazer.
Yes.
So no, nobody else. It's a great day to be. No. Stop.
Oh, here's another one. Eat 'em up, cats.
What?
That is apparently a chant and a hand sign for the Texas State Bobcats. I'm telling you, that is a game I would have lost money on yesterday. I saw Texas State was playing Baylor, and Baylor was like a 20-something point favorite. And I was like, well, Texas State is always garbage. I do know that. So, yeah, why wouldn't Baylor cover? That was my assumption. Did I put money on it? No. But
good.
Hypothetically, in my brain, I put money on it.
Well, hypothetically, you lost.
And hypothetically, yeah, I lost. Along with the Heart of Texas State hand sign, Bobcat fans routinely display their right hand in the shape of a Bobcat paw while saying, eat 'em up, cats.
No. That is as bad as, I don't know if they still do this because I was a kid when I went up to Wazzu.
Eat 'em up,
Oregon
eat 'em up, go, cats, go.
They did every first down for Washington State, and it's another. The whole crowd did this so that PA announcer would kind of wind them up, and it's another, and the crowd would chime in, Cougar, first down, and they'd point their hand, you know, their hand forward, like first down, the ref signal does, and it's like, all of us Duck fans, like, we lost that game, but by the fourth quarter, we were all sitting there making fun of all the Cougar fans doing that. It was one of the cheesiest things.
Well, I think that,
kind of like this sport. God, what kind of school in Texas needs to be this cheesy, man?
Texas State.
Exactly.
You got to build up the tradition.
T-State.
You got to build up the tradition somehow, you know? What is hilarious is that is literally, like, their hand motion. It's literally just, like, a somewhat scrunched, like, open hand.
Are they copying the Longhorn? Do they feel bad because, like, the Longhorns have a hand symbol, so Texas State is trying to, like, you know, get somewhere near that with their...
They also have, like, a thumb with their index and middle finger up. Like, it's almost like an L. But I don't know what that would be for.
Like a gun? Texas is pretty popular for guns.
Yes, that's true. That is
like
true.
It's in the shape of an L. It's in the shape of a gun, you dumbass.
Yeah. there's something about their fights on, something call to arms. Yeah, that tracks.
Texas is still the only state in the union that has the right to secede, so...
A bobcat will fight you with everything he has, with claws, teeth, speed, and brains. Yeah, there's no other animal that does that.
I'm assuming bobcats are prevalent in Texas as well.
Are they?
I mean, I know there's
like lynx and bobcats down in like Arizona, so I guess maybe that desert terrain.
I mean, if I'm naming my school, it would be based on something of the area, hence the Oregon Ducks or the Oregon State Beavers.
Fun fact about the Ducks is they were the Webfoots.
I think they were.
And that was based off of a name of like soldiers that were on the East Coast in Massachusetts, like a certain group
infantry.
Of soldiers. Yeah, there we go. And they were called the Webfoots.
They
ended up moving over to Oregon, some of them, and that's where it like kind of stems from.
That's really cool. I had no idea.
But it's not as cool as eat 'em up cats.
Mm. I would vote Robo Duck over eat 'em up cats. Hot take, but probably not hot take. No, I vote Robo Duck. Eat 'em up cats is too cheesy.
I wish that we had enough budget for this show, because I would love to get a shirt for every FBS school and just run through here like next week, just rocking a Texas State shirt.
Dude,
week after, Mean Green, North Texas.
You're never gonna wear them again. You'd be buying them just to wear once and donate.
My degenerate dad is betting on that game. Get your S together. That's what the Vancouver Ford text line. Someone's dad is betting on that Rutgers Northwestern game. Listen, I'm not surprised, okay? It's football, baby. Gamble responsibly, but also gamble on Rutgers Northwestern on a Sunday morning.
Do it. What else? Yeah, you can't wait for the Oregon State game to start. You can't wait for Florida State LSU tonight. You gotta go.
itching at it. For everybody out there listening, thank you for being a part of the first Football Sunday brought to you by Grillwork Supply Co. We will have Rashad back next week. And next week, we have some NFL football that we get to talk about, as well as college football. We made it, folks. We made it through the dog days of summer. It's here. For Jordan Schultz, Joe Fisher, thank you for listening to Football Sunday, brought to you by Grillwork Supply Co. right here on 1080 The Fan. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.